In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, preaching the Word of God. Oh, we remember that John said, in the beginning was the Word. Oh yes, when God made the heavens and the earth, the Word was with him. The Word was with God, and the Word is God. Oh yes, and the Word becomes flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's the scripture. That's what the church teaches. That's what we need to hear. I'm looking at John 2, verse 23. When he was in Jerusalem during the Passover festival, I tell you, Jerusalem swells with people during Passover. They have a saying, next year Jerusalem, next year Jerusalem, to celebrate the Passover. But the real Passover lamb who died upon the cross is the Passover lamb, not only for us, but for the world. Many believed in Jesus' name because they saw the signs that he was doing. They saw the signs that he was doing. He healed the sick. Oh yes, he healed the sick. He delivered the depression and demon experience from people. Jesus did all these things because he did them out of love. He did not do them to prove who he was, sorry to say, because he didn't need to prove anything. He did them out of love for people. Do you know that today? Out of love for you, he wants to do something special. Out of love for you. Not because he wants to be shining and be told that he is the wonderful Jesus. He does it out of love, and then we respond, you are the wonderful Jesus. Out of love, he does these things. We need to know that, that out of love, he healed the sick. Out of love, he cast out demons. Out of love, he went to the cross. Out of love. But Jesus, on his part, would not entrust himself to them. Why? Because he knew all people. Do you know that Jesus knows you from the inside out? And he asks you to come to him. Come to me, all of you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Come to me, Jesus says. How do we come? Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. He needed no one to testify about anyone, for he himself knew what was in everyone. He knows what's in you and loves you. He wants to love all the darkness out of you. He is the light that came into the world that the darkness could not overcome, the darkness could not put out, the darkness could not make a dent, because he is the light of the world. Do you know today that he is your light? Chapter 3. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus. Oh, he was a leading man in religion. A leader of the Jews, oh yes. He followed the Torah. He believed in all the precepts of the law. He came to Jesus by night. Why do you think he comes by night? He doesn't want to be seen. But he at least comes to Jesus. Maybe you come to Jesus by night. You don't want to be seen, but you know what? He knows what's in you, and he has plans for you. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. Oh yes, Jesus has plans for you. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, which means teacher, you are a teacher who has come from God. Well, he says these things. Why? For no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. So Nicodemus knew that Jesus came from God. For no one could heal the sick, cast out demons, make people new without the presence of God. Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above, born again. I tell you, a believing Catholic was born again at baptism, but we need to walk our baptismal life out. We need an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the experience of being born again." Oh, yes. How we need second conversion. How we need that Jesus would touch us and that we would encounter the living God. Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born again, born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit." That's the baptism. Water and the Spirit. But we need an encounter with Jesus Christ. We need to experience the coming of the Lord in our life. Oh, yes, a born-again experience. We need that, especially if we're doing the ministry. We cannot do the ministry without that born-again experience. How I need it. Catholics call it second conversion. How I need it. How I've needed it. I would not be here if it wasn't for the born-again experience, second conversion, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I would not be here speaking to you if it wasn't for that. What is born from the flesh is flesh, and what is born from the Spirit is spirit. Have you been born of the Spirit? Have you been baptized and encountered Jesus? Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Oh, yes. That's like the wind, the ruah. How we need the breath of God, ruah. How we need the breath of God to breathe in us. Breathe in me, Christ the Lord. Breathe in me, Holy One. Breathe in me, Lord Jesus. Breathe in me with the ruah. Nicodemus said to Jesus, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel and yet you do not understand these things?" These are the basic things. "Truly, truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things?" Oh, yes. Baptism is an earthly thing, but we walk in faith. It's not baptism alone. It's baptism and faith. Having an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Experiencing Jesus in second conversion. How we need that to do the ministry. How we need that. It's more than words. It's encountering the person. It's encountering Jesus. No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And it says, who is in heaven. How can Jesus be on the earth and in heaven at the same time? He is. The same with us. We who have come from the Lord and have experienced the Lord, we are not only on the earth, but we are seated now in heavenly places. Oh, yes, right now, you who love Jesus are seated in heavenly places, and you have Jesus as your advocate. He prays for you. He loves you. He has plans for you. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Where? On the cross. And when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men unto myself, all people unto myself. I've never heard anyone preach about that but Agnes Sanford. That was the only person I've ever heard preach about drawing all people to himself, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Whoever believes in Jesus has eternal life. Do you believe in Jesus today, that he is your Lord? And he is God, the second person in the Blessed Trinity. He is true God and true man. We need Jesus. For God so loved the world. Listen to this, John 3:16. That he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in the Son may not perish, but have eternal life. God so loved you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that the one who believes in him, you and me, may not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life is this, to know thee, the one true God, Father, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world. God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn you. Oh, no. He's got better things to do. One person said to me, God hates me. I said, you have no idea. He's got better things to do than hate you. He loves you and wants you to give your life to him. God doesn't hate anyone. But what about the terrible things I've done? Get to confession. Renounce them. Give your life to Jesus. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. God sent his Son so that you and I would be saved through the Son. Those who believe in the Son are not condemned. You believe in Jesus, then you're not condemned. But those who do not believe in the Son are condemned already. That's what the Bible says, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. What is the name of the only Son of God? The Word made flesh. What is the name of the only Son of God? Jesus Messiah. Jesus true God, true man. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, that men love darkness. Do you love darkness? Are you hiding from God because you're afraid that he's going to condemn you to hell? He needs to forgive you. That's what he wants to do. You said, but I'm not worthy. No one is worthy but the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive glory and honor and power and adoration. Do not cling to the darkness of yourself. Rather, cling to the light, because your deeds were evil. But now he has made those deeds that are evil, he took them upon the cross. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. Expose your deeds to the Lord that are dark. Expose them to the Lord in confession. You will be forgiven. He will forgive you. You say, but there's so much. That's right, so much in all of us. So much. Thank God that the Son came into the world, not to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Do you know that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you are the one he has come for? Do you believe that you are the one that he died for? Do you believe that you are not of the darkness anymore, but you're of the light, so that your deeds may be exposed? Oh God, you know, it's very important that we look at the traumas that we've experienced and ask the Lord to heal us of these traumas. People come to me and I look at them and I say, have you ever been sexually abused? I've never told anyone. Well, we're going to give that trauma to God. We're going to ask God to heal that trauma. We're going to ask God to bless you. We're going to ask God to fill you with his light. For God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Do you know that today? God is light, and we want to come into the light. But those who do what is true come into the light so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Oh yes, I want to live in the light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will have the light of life. Jesus also said to his disciples, you are the light of the world. Our light is borrowed, like the moon. But the light of Jesus is not borrowed. It is. By nature, he is the light of the world. Do you know that today? That you need the light of the world. That you need Jesus. Oh gosh, I need Jesus so much. You might say, Father Tom, you keep on telling me that you need Jesus. I need Jesus so much. I need him in the morning. I need him at noon. I need him at night before I go to bed. I need him in bed. I need Jesus. That's my need. And you know what? He says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. Do you know that today? No one who comes to Jesus will ever be rejected. It was Judas who betrayed Jesus, but he could have been forgiven, but he hung himself. Crazy. I tell you, Peter renounced Jesus, but he wept and cried for his sins, and Jesus came to him and forgave him. We need to be like Peter, not like Judas. Judas did not believe in the great forgiveness of God. Judas lived in the darkness. He did not live in the light. Are you living in the light today? Are you living for God today? Are you living for Jesus Christ today? How are you living? And who are you living for? I am living for the Lord Jesus Christ. What happens when you fall? You confess your sins and start all over again in the name of Jesus. Verse 22 of chapter 3. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he spent some time there with them and baptized. But Jesus himself did not baptize. The disciples baptized. John also was baptizing at Aeon near Salim, because water was abundant there, and people kept coming and were being baptized by John. John, of course, had not yet been thrown into prison. Now a discussion about purification arose between John's disciples and a Jew. They came to John and said to him, Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, he is the Lamb of God. Here he is baptizing all that are going to him. John answered, John the Baptist, no one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who is the bride is the bridegroom, has the bride. The friend of the bridegroom, John the Baptist, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice, Jesus. For this reason, my joy has been fulfilled, and he must increase, and I must decrease. Do you know that today? This is all about him increasing in my life and me decreasing in my life. It's all about Jesus. People said, you've been ordained 40 years, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's all about the Spirit of God. I would not be able to be ordained for 40 years without the Holy Spirit of God. I need the Spirit of God. I needed the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. he must increase and I must decrease. Apart from the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I would not be here. I would not be preaching. I would not be on radio. I would not be true. I tell you, that baptism of the Holy Spirit brought me into the great ministry of Jesus Christ, the great ministry of proclaiming the Word of God. Do you know today that the primary role of the priest is to proclaim the Word of God? That's the primary role of the priest. And that's what I do, by the grace of God, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. No one comes from above is above all. The one who comes from above is above all. That's Jesus. The one who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks about earthly things. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He comes from heaven. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, yet no one accepts his testimony. I tell you, Jesus preached by revelation. It says he testifies to what he has seen and heard from the Father. That's right, seen and heard, yet no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted his testimony has certified this, that God is true. Do you accept the testimony of Jesus Christ? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. Do you believe in Jesus? Have you asked him to come into your life? How do you do it? I ask you, Jesus, come into my life. I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender my love, my everything, my life, my gifts, my possessions, my hopes, my dreams. I surrender all to you, Jesus, that God is true. He whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. Oh, yes, Jesus received the Holy Spirit without measure. Oh, God, pour out upon us the Holy Spirit without measure. Do great things and awesome things. You promised, you, Jesus said, you shall do greater things than I, because I go to the Father. Do you know that today? Oh, God, give us the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has placed all things in his hands. He's placed you in the Son's hands. Oh, yes, you. It's all about you. It's all about me. But you say, I'm so unfaithful. It's time to begin again, to begin to be faithful and give your life to Jesus. Do you know that today? Do you know that God has something in store for you today that only God has? Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you are the Word made flesh. I believe that you came to take my sins, that in you I am righteous. In you I live and move and have my being. Whoever disobeys the Son, whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but must endure the wrath of God. Do you obey the Son? Do you believe in the Son? Have you given your life to the Son? Do you know that the Son has plans for your life? Do you know that? Today, he has plans for your life. You say, but I'm old, and I've been doing my own thing for years. It's time to have the new birth experience. It's time to go to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I surrender. Use me. Heal me. Get to confession. I need you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and dwelt among us, pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Spirit, for without the Holy Spirit, I could not do what I do. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.